Matthew 28:16-20 from the International Children's Bible says, The eleven followers went to Galilee. They went to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. On the mountain, they saw Jesus and worshipped him. But some of them did not believe that it was really Jesus. Then Jesus came to them and said, All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. So go and make followers of all people in the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you. You can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of the world.
Good morning. How many of you thought I was going to fall again? I'd do like a like a Dick Van Dyke thing, you know? It could be my shtick, you know? Just once. I have another. That's not even on the notes here. How many of you, who likes to hear good news? Hey, me starting at 11:30 is not good news, but hey. How does it make you feel to hear good news? Excited? Yeah. Hopeful? Sometimes relieved? Yeah, I think I'm not the only one who likes to hear really good news. How about for you? Your mom and dad say, hey, good news, you're going to have a little brother. How do you feel? Okay. Or when we're in school and you thought you didn't do too well on a test or you weren't so sure and then you saw the score and you went, whew. I know that feeling. How about another test? You're in the doctor's office and the doctor comes with your test and says, I've got good news for you. Oh. And I'll never forget this. A few years ago, there was a woman at the school where I worked. I could tell she'd been crying. I said, Nayeli, what's the problem? And she said, I just heard from my family. Her grandpa was in Mexico. He really lived in Mexico. And we haven't heard from him. We don't know where he is. And they knew he had dementia. And they were so upset, so worried. And I promised to pray for her. I said, God knows where he is. And when I saw her again at lunchtime, she was all smiles and said, I got a text from my mom. Grandpa's safe. Good news, right? Well, in all of it, kids, these past few weeks, we've been looking at some of the parables of Jesus. And each of the parables is designed to tell us something about who God is. Well, today, we're going to learn that Jesus didn't just preach the good news. He is the good news. Now, we've all heard that before, right? And when I was a kid, my mom had a Bible called the Good News Bible. So he must be the good news, right? And if we were to think a little bit, you could think of why Jesus is the good news. But let me remind you, okay? How about this? All of us have been separated from God because of sin. We've all chosen to disobey God. And that's why Jesus is the good news. We're not perfect, but Jesus is. We can't fix what sin has broken, but Jesus already has. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, then God raised him from the dead. Jesus showed the world that he is God by coming back to life. And Jesus doesn't just give us life in heaven in the future. It's here and now. And that is good news. And Jesus wants us to share it with our friends. And I thank Emily for reading the scripture. The Great Commission, Matthew 28, that's the last words Jesus said before he ascended back to heaven. Let's remember what, now she had the children's version, I always have the NIV, everyone's got their favorite. How does it go? Therefore, go into all the world, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I am with you always to the very end of the age. That word sounds so immediate, ain't that? It's especially the word go. Like, let's go, right now. Let's go on the sky train, let's head to Surrey, let's go right now. Go is very active, isn't it? Go hiking, go swimming, go makes me tired. Is that how it's meant in the text? You see, when you take the Greek, I don't speak Greek, so I'm telling you what I read, okay? We have four English verbs. See, I'm a grammar teacher. This is what we talk about at lunchtime. There are four English verbs in the text that you heard. Go into all the world, make disciples, baptizing them, and teaching them. But did you know only one of those verbs is actually an active imperative, an action verb? Do you know which one it is? It's make disciples. That's what we're supposed to do, make disciples. Perhaps the go would be better translated as you go. As you go to school tomorrow, as you go to work tomorrow, as you meet your friends and have coffee, make disciples. And the baptizing, there's a present participle, ing, that's telling you more how you're to do it. Baptizing them, maybe not necessarily you or me, but baptizing them, teaching them what Jesus has said. So it's very important that we share our faith and share it with joy. And you remember Peter? The Apostle Peter? He was one of Jesus' best friends, right? Peter says the same thing. Peter 3:15, he says, always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And you know what? This includes our kids. Remember those important words of Deuteronomy 6:7, talking about teaching children. Teach these commands to your children. Talk about them when you're at home. Talk about them when you walk along the road. Talk about them when you lie down. Talk about them when you get up. Teaching your kids. You know, I think it's great that we have Olivet Kids and middle school. And I was so happy when I heard last fall that Johanna's teacher, and I'm glad to see her best friend Aaliyah is here, and their teacher's a believer too. I think that's great. But you know, the primary responsibility is on us, the parents. And it is an awesome responsibility. And when I say the word awesome, I don't mean awesome. I mean awesome like it's a scary responsibility. And a privilege, isn't it? That God would trust such an important task to us? Something that important? And I'll tell you a little secret. Every time I do the story with all of the kids, I feel privileged that I get that God's trusted me with that and you've trusted me with that. I remember when I was really young, my mom would teach me the Bible stories. You ever heard of Kenneth Taylor? You heard of the New Living Translation. He did the Old Living Translation. He did a lot of writing. He had a little book called The Bible in Pictures for Little Eyes. So back when I had little eyes, my mom would come to my bed and we would show talk about the Bible stories. And it was very simple. It would be a picture and a few words about what's happening in the picture and some questions. So simple. That was 45 years ago. I still remember that. There was the basis for my understanding. I learned a lot more since then, but I still think that's what Moses must have looked like. It made a very strong impression on me. So let's not take it lightly. And we're trying with Johanna, we're trying. When she was 2, 3, we started Bible stories. We did a lot of acting. Because I know her, we needed to do some acting. When we did the Garden of Eden, she'd made some paper trees and some craft class. So we had trees around. You can eat from this tree, don't eat from this tree. And I remember Diane Jansen brought us a bathtub for when she was a little baby. And now that bathtub has all her little stuffy toys in it. It's a boat. So, of course, that became Noah's Ark. And I'd push her around the living room and Jonah's boat before he fell out. And then acting. And then she got a little older and we introduced her to Evelyn and Julie. You don't know who that is. Evelyn and Julie are best friends. And Evelyn's mom is Korean and her dad is Canadian. Jana kind of, we never said who that was, but she kind of figured it out. And the girls, they learn lessons about Jesus too. And when, you know, so we kind of use them to teach Bible stories. And lately, the past few months, it's been lots of fun. We've been reading the Narnia books. I loved those as a kid. I've read them at least 20 times. And I was looking forward to when she's finally old enough, we're reading them together. Aslan is a masterpiece. If you could please go back and read them. A lot of you teach your kids better than we do. From my experience, I've thought of four things that help me. One is very simple. Be consistent. It's easy to do it once or twice, but when you're really tired and you don't feel like it, or you've had an argument. I often use, in my own teaching at school and here, I use the Nike approach. Just do it. I'm simple. Just do it. Be consistent. It's so easy to get out of the habit. You know that? And I know that. I know it's so easy to stop. Skip church once. It's easy to miss it. It's be consistent. Secondly, keep it interactive. Okay? We did acting with her. When I was a little kid, it was the picture, the questions. Keep them involved. You don't have to dance for them, entertain them all the time, but keep it interactive. Keep them participating. The third is make it relevant. You know your kid. You know Proverbs 22:6? Train a child in the way he should go, and then when he is old, he will not turn from it. I don't speak Hebrew either, okay? But I heard that in the way he should go, the Hebrew word actually means according to their own bent or how God has made them. So you know your kid. If your kid needs to be active, do it that way. If your kid needs to be, more quiet, keep it relevant for them. And finally, there's nothing wrong with repetition. In fact, I think we thrive on it. If we learned, that doesn't mean you have to tell the same story all the time, but certainly the same lesson. If it was important yesterday to learn to watch your mouth and be careful what you say, it's certainly important today and tomorrow too. I know I need to hear the same lesson again and again. I'd like to finish. Yay, finish. With a song. Maybe you thought you were active before. And by the way, I forget the second set of prayers. You think your font was big. Look at that. I bet you can read that from the balcony up there, huh? I'd like to finish with a song. This is a really cool song. You're going to be humming this the rest of the day. And instead of getting upset with me for making you hum it for the rest of the day, I want you to, when you hear it, I want you to remember, whether you're walking in Queen's Park or at the river or whatever, share Jesus with somebody. Every time you remember this song, I want you to share. Let me introduce it to you. Has anyone heard of Catherine Hanke? Maybe no, I didn't think so. She was an English missionary and nurse, and in 1866 she wrote a poem called The Old, Old Story. You get it now? Two songs came out of that. Tell me the old, old story. And the other one was I Love to Tell the Story. And it talks about the joy of sharing our faith. And then there was another prophet, should I say, about 100 years later, named Larry Norman. Hey, thank you. Am I the only one who knows who this is? This is before my time. This guy had hair down to here, and this guy wrote the sweet, sweet song of salvation. And the lyrics are fantastic. I mean, he says, when you know a pretty story, you don't let it go unsaid. You tell it to your children as you tuck them into bed. When you hear a wonderful secret, you know, you share it with your friends, because a lifetime filled with happiness is like a street that never ends. What a poet, Mr. Norman. Well, both songs, although they're very different styles, one's rock and roll and one's a hymn, somebody thought, why don't we put the songs together? Because they're both about sharing our faith, and they did. And your kids actually all know this song. They call it the grandma song. And, oh, I just heard a gasp. Every time they say, Jane, can we watch the grandma song? And you're going to see it. But I need the kids to come here, because you don't have to come on the stage, because you're actually going to watch it. And you guys, too, you can also just watch and enjoy the actions. Please sit, maybe come over here. There's lots of room so you can see the screen. What do you think, Jane? It's best?
Stand up. The kids will stand up.
Right here?
Yeah.
Jane will decide where you go. Thank you very much for listening.
Are you going to stay, join, or are you going to go down?
I can come down.
Okay.
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 Thank you.